This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Gut punched, Alzheimer's, and caregivers. Navigating the insidious illness of Alzheimer's is something nobody asks for. The disease sneaks up on you and your loved one, and it feels like you've been sucker punched in the gut. Then you ask, where do we turn for help? Who do we call? What do we do? These questions and more are what we hope to answer and give you some direction and hope. Now let's join our host, Jeff Edwards.
Greetings and welcome. Gut punched. What is that? Well, you know what gut punched is. You know when somebody comes to you with some bad information, or somebody died, or somebody's divorced, or whatever be the circumstances, it's that feeling you get in your gut. And that's where the name of this program came from. I experienced it. In the beginning, I looked and said, what are we going to call this program? And I actually went to AI and asked around, and, oh, you can call it this, or you can call it that. Yeah, it was too fluffy. And then I realized what I felt when my wife was diagnosed with the illness and the doctor said that. It floored me. And so here we go. Gut punched. Alzheimer's and caregivers. That's what we're going to concentrate on. And mostly caregivers. A little history, and this is not about me, but in 2018, my wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I felt gut punched. And my next thought was, what the heck do I do now? I had no clue. Well, one of the things we want to accomplish here is help other people who are going through the same circumstances and give you some tools, some resources, some ideas. We'll hear some stories from other caregivers. We'll be talking to some doctors. We'll be talking to directors of Alzheimer's places. We'll be providing links to sites that can give you the information that you need. I was very fortunate because I live in Fort Myers, Florida, and aside from hurricanes, they have a phenomenal place called the Dubin Center. And for me, it's been a lifesaver. When I first found out about my wife's condition, I panicked and I go, okay, let's think about this. Next day, I checked out the Dubin Center, went there, met some great people, and also took a lot of literature home, and at that point established a relationship. Well, the relationship still goes on, and after a couple of years, it's great. And a little bit later, we'll be talking to the director of the Dubin Center here in Fort Myers, Lynn Thorpe. So stay around for that. It's very, very interesting. What is a caregiver? And when you think about it, even though the patient is the one with the illness, it's the family members that become the caregivers. It changes your whole life, especially in the early stages of the disease. Why caregivers? Even though the patient is the one with the illness, the family members become the caregivers. It changes your whole life, especially in the early stages of the illness, before the patient has to be put in an assisted living facility and various stages. Well, where do you go for help? Well, you can go maybe check out a doctor, medical centers, hospitals, caregiver groups, local Alzheimer's centers, libraries, YouTube, counselors, a lot of things. But that seems so distant. You want to get involved the best you can. And unfortunately, the Dubin Center is only in Fort Myers, but you may have one in your area and you don't even know it. If you'd like to get some more information about Alzheimer's or caregiving, go to our website, gutpunched.com. And we also have an email, gutpunchedac@outlook.com. What's next? What do I do? Well, you got to get involved. When you deal with Alzheimer's, it changes the brain. There's signs and symptoms, and there's all kinds of things that go along with it. But you, the caregiver, taking care of yourself is one of the most important things you can do as a caregiver. Now, you could ask friends and family to help out, and that's always good. Do things you enjoy and spend time with friends. That's for you. Take short breaks. Eat healthy foods and get exercise. Taking these actions can bring you some relief. It also may help you from getting ill and depressed. One of the things I learned early on, you have to take care of yourself, because if you're not there, who's going to take care of them? One asks, what's the role of a caregiver? Well, you're a nurse, guardian, behavior manager, a cook, companion and comforter, maid and laundry attendant, safety officer, administrator, chief financial officer and key decision maker, home repair specialist, activity and tour director, family counselor and diplomat, liaison with professionals, doctors, etc., and you're a social worker. There's a lot involved. It sounds easy, but it's difficult. And as the illness drags on, it gets tougher and tougher. And throughout the course of these programs, we'll be talking with doctors and researchers and other caregivers, because sometimes you learn a lot more from people that are going through the same thing that you are. The objectives of caregiving is the person's safety and comfort. You meet daily care needs, contented involvement, fulfillment, and you got to reduce the suffering. And it's a challenge as the different levels of the illness hit. It starts out, maybe it's okay. And then it gets a little tougher and a little tougher and a little tougher. And you're going to need some help. And you got to find a place that's going to give you the information and the resources. You really can't do it by yourself. And as I just mentioned, you've got to have family members involved if possible, or friends or something else, because you're going to need a break. Now, about some of the facts about family caregivers. Well, they provide 80% of the community care. 70% of caregivers are women. How do you like that? Provided 4 to 6 hours of care per day, provide care for 4 or 5 years. 20% provide care for more than 4 years. 30% are employed. And a growing percentage also care for children, typically only one family caregiver. What are you dealing with in the illness as a caregiver? Well, you're looking at a personality disorder, continuation of personality traits, depression, effects of disease, call for attention, selfish behavior, normal aging, substance problem, behavior problem. There's a lot of things that fall into this. But this program is going to try and help it make it a little bit easier. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have a couple of caregivers, and they'll explain what they went through. Some of it's funny, and some of it makes you cry. If you feel so inclined, you could jot these down. The Alzheimer's disease dementia is found at dementiasociety.org, or you could find your local chapter of Alzheimer's Association at www.alz.org. Local resources, find your local chapter. In just a little bit, we'll talk to Lynn Thorpe from the Alvin Dubin Center.
We'll be right back to Gut Punched, Alzheimer's and Caregivers.
We've invented cars that drive themselves and 3D printers that build prosthetic arms and legs. We've successfully transplanted hearts and lungs. Now it's time to end Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is on track to cost the nation nearly $1 trillion by 2050. We can either be known for having the most expensive disease in history or for putting an end to it. Ask Congress to join the fight at alz.org/timetoendALZ.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Gut Punched, Alzheimer's and Caregivers.
As I promised, we'll be talking with Lynn Thorpe from the Dubin Center, where she's the executive director. And welcome, Lynn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, our pleasure. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Dubin Center?
Okay. The Dubin Center was founded in 1995. So it's been here for 28 years serving Southwest Florida.
Wow.
We primarily serve caregivers who are dealing with a dementia-related disorder, Alzheimer's being the most prevalent. And all of our services are free. We focus on caregiver training, We have two special programs I can talk about. And then we also have some support groups and some special activities for those who are living with the disease.
The caregivers thing is the focus of what this podcast is going to be about. And already I've talked about the significance, what it has done for me. And can you tell us a little bit about like the Savvy Caregivers program?
I can. So the Savvy Caregiver, both of the programs that we offer are evidence-based programs. So that means our team goes through a training to become certified to teach the course. The Savvy Caregiver course is 6 weeks long. It's a 6-week commitment, and only about, we try to cap it off at about 12 caregivers. So it's a very intimate, personal experience where caregivers can come to the center, be in a facilitated group amongst their peers, and learn not only about the disease process, but how to best communicate with their person, how to deal with some of the challenges, and then also focuses a lot on self-care.
It was an amazing program for me, and I still look at my books. And in fact, some of the research I was doing for this program was coming from those books. And I always have to look at them myself and I go, remember this, remember this. And you've got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. I was wondering from you, like, what was your biggest takeaway from the Savvy Caregiver program?
My biggest take was, I don't know squat. And I've, because that's where I started. What do I know? I've never done that before. I mean, if you have a child growing up, you do certain things, you learn as you go along. But this was a little different. This was more, oh, okay, this makes sense, and this is what I should do. The course was just phenomenal for me, and I learned so much. And you have to learn that stuff to do and take care of your loved one.
I think some people just assume that when somebody develops dementia or Alzheimer's or that the person who's at home just knows what to do. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Or that they'll be placed with professionals. But some families are either not in the position to place their person, or they don't want to, or they really want to try to take care of their person at home. Mm-hmm. And some of the challenges are things that they're not prepared for. Right. And that, as you know, with the illness, sometimes there are sleep disturbances. So then the caregiver gets exhausted from being up all night. There are safety issues. So there's a lot to learn, right?
Yeah, exactly. When people come to the center, when they first find out about it, and they get that kind of like take a step back. I know that yesterday that you were doing a commercial to let more people know about it. And if I recall, you made a comment that you felt sad because so many people don't know about your center. And this is, to me, is a one of a kind. It's not available in every city, every state, but it should be.
You're absolutely right. And we are so fortunate that there is such a center right here in Fort Myers. So I find that many people, you know, they're in the throes of it every day and they don't really realize sometimes until something significant happens, and then they will search for us. They don't know that it's available, number one, for free, and that it's really all the center focuses on is dementia, the challenges that come with it, and supporting the caregivers. Sometimes we get, we are referred over from physicians, but as people come in and out of the community, you know, that's a constant struggle to let all of the medical community know that we are here as well.
Funding, where do you get funding? Do people help with that? Because obviously it's going to cost some money.
We are not supported by, for example, the National Alzheimer's Association. That's a separate entity. We have nothing to do with them. They are focused on research. We do fundraising, grant writing. We are a local United Way agency. And then we get individual donations, and we have a fundraiser every year. It's a lot of work to raise the money to keep this free, but we believe that the last thing we want caregivers to worry about when they finally reach the center is how they're going to be able to pay for it.
Right. Past years, you've done some seminars, I guess you'd call them, with Florida Gulf Coast University or out there. Are you going to have one this year?
Yes, we have. We are not going to do that this year. We decided after last year it was a great success, but also a lot of work for this very small team of four people. So we had over 200 people attend. It cost the center money, so I have to be, very careful about what we spend our money on. So we're using donor money in accordance with what they want the money to be spent on. And that really is focusing on family caregiver education as opposed to professional caregiver education.
Right. That makes sense. When people do find you, what is their reaction? What are they coming into? I mean, I felt very comfortable. They welcomed me in and, you know, because of the circumstances. And you take a deep breath, like, oh, okay, not what I expected, but it's great. What do you find?
Some people come in thinking that it's going to be like a clinic or a doctor's office. And so when they come in, it feels more like a home. Everyone is welcomed in. It's a very open, accepting environment. We're very used to talking to the person who is living with Alzheimer's or dementia. We want to respect their dignity and treat them as an adult and talk to them directly. And some folks, if they're not used to that, sometimes struggle with really treating that person as an individual and as an adult. And So in any case, and when people come in, I think that knock on the door is sometimes the hardest first step that they have to take, or that first phone call when they call the center, because then it's real. You know, they may have been thinking about it, talking with their doctor about it, talking with families and some of the challenges that they're facing, but it's not really real until they come to the center, and now they're in this new community of other people who are going through exactly what they're going through.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that what's been wonderful to see is oftentimes when I have that first Savvy Caregiver program, and, you know, we have about 10, 12 people who will come in, men and women, and everybody's kind of serious. There's some tears at the beginning, and then inevitably it ends up with storytelling and laughter and camaraderie. And by class number two or three, people are bringing in baked goods to share, and some of the stories that have come out of the community that they have built are just incredible. I can tell you there was one group where one of the women needed a new tire for her car and didn't have the financial resources to do that. And the rest of the group got together and bought her a tire.
Well, that's great. Yeah, the some of the meetings and some of the people you meet, I heard stories that made me laugh. I had heard stories that made me cry. And sure. Everybody goes, is at a different point, I guess, in their circumstances. But the sharing was excellent. I, as you know, I was there yesterday, and I got a chance to sit down with the three other men that are still in a group, and I haven't been able to attend in recent times. But it was, I felt so good when I left, because I was talking to people who have been through what I go through, and they were further along. But still, it kind of opens up everything, and you kind of take a deep breath and say, this is great. I mean, I know how I felt when I went the first time. It was like, great. It's just, okay, there's help. Help is on the way. And right. You just, depending on what you want to put into it, that's the key. That's the key.
Right.
So tell us.
And so the men's support group was established about 2 years ago. It was established by one of our board members who was a caregiver to his wife. His wife has since passed. And he felt like it was really important for men to have a safe space amongst men to ask questions that they may be uncomfortable asking if there were women in the room.
Right.
So as you saw, that has become very popular, and the men really have a chance to ask some of those questions. Traditionally, with this population, sometimes the men weren't used to being the caregiver in the home or the cook in the home or doing the laundry in the home. So they have some unique challenges and
definitely
and taking care of their wife in a way that they never expected to take care of her.
The thing that I got from yesterday was, too, they've all been through it. And as I told them before I left, I said it was really great because I could talk to people who know and have been what I'm going through. And
exactly. You
tell your friends or something, that's too bad. But they have no clue as what's going on. They just think they just go on the basis, well, I heard about that. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. But you don't know. It's like having an extra job. I still work full time. And people say, what are you doing? And I'm going home to my other job. And
right,
that's part of it. And eventually it will get probably worse. Again, be able to talk to people about it and they understand. That's a great thing.
That's right.
It's a great thing.
You just have to remember to take one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. One last question for you. How can people find you, and how can people get involved? That's two. Gina.
So I think one easy way is just to call the center. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. The one thing that I think is really amazing about the center and surprises some people is when you call, you're going to have a person who answers the phone immediately, and you're going to be able to talk to somebody, if not over the phone, in person that same day. So when you're trying to make a medical appointment, we always know it's sometimes, you know, you could wait weeks, months to get in. At the Dubin Center, you will be seen by somebody who is just there to hear your story and help you navigate any part of the journey, whether it's related to health, behaviors, finances, legal, placement, help in the home. There's so many different things that folks encounter. They'll be able to meet with somebody that day.
Great. Well, what about your website address?
The website is www.dubincenter.com.
And the telephone number you use
is 239-437-3007. And it's important to know that all of the information is confidential, won't be shared with anyone, and we really try to meet folks where they are, hold their hand through the process.
Lynn, thank you for your time. We very much appreciate it, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me, and we wish you all the best, and you know that we are here for you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'd like to once again thank Lynn Thorpe, Executive Director of the Dubin Center in Fort Myers, Florida.
We'll be right back to Gut Punched, Alzheimer's and Caregivers.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dementia is not a part of normal aging. It is caused by diseases of the brain. The signs and symptoms of dementia are memory loss that disrupts daily life, challenges with planning or solving problems, confusion with time or place, poor judgment, and changes in mood and personality. If you or a loved one are worried about memory loss, please talk to your doctor.
This is Gut Punched, Alzheimer's and Caregivers.
We hope that if you know somebody who has a family member or a friend who are dealing with a loved one who has Alzheimer's or any type of dementia, you would let them know about this podcast. One way you can do that is tell them about our website, which is gutpunched.com. It's that simple. It's been a pleasure sharing some of our resources and information with you. Our next episode, we'll be talking with a caregiver from Virginia. Come back again. Thank you for the opportunity. And this has been Gut Punched, Alzheimer's and Caregivers.
This has been Gut Punched, Alzheimer's and Caregivers, with your host, Jeff Edwards. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to us on all the platforms like Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and more. If you have a question or want to get in touch, our email is gutpunchedac@outlook.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.